Hello, this is the listening test. Part 1. Look at Part 1.
You will hear a man phoning to inquire about a job vacancy. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4.
Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job I understand you have vacant.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to find out a few more details, if I may.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin.
Okay, Peter. Well, if you want to ask about the job, and then if we're both still interested, we could arrange for you to come for an interview.
Great, thanks. I'm afraid I missed the advert for the job, but heard about it from a friend.
That's no problem at all. What would you like to know?
Well, what sort of work is it? Washing up?
It's answering the phone.
Oh, right, fine.
And not waiting at table.
That'd be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So 2 nights?
3, actually. So it would work out at 12 hours a week.
That'd be fine. It wouldn't interfere with my studies.
Are you at the university?
Yes, first year physics student.
Oh, right.
And because I'm not an EU national, would I need a work permit?
Yes, you would. Just get your tutor to sign it.
That wouldn't be a problem if I were to get the job. Where exactly is the restaurant?
Well, we have 2 branches. The one we're recruiting for is in Hillsdon Road.
I don't know that. How do you spell it, please?
It's HILLSDUNNE Road.
Got that. Thanks. Is it near a bus stop?
Yes. The nearest one would probably be just beside the library.
Oh, yes, I know it. That'd be fine for me. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4.45 an hour.
That's very good. My last job was £3.95 an hour.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
We feel it's pretty good, and we also offer some good fringe benefits.
Really?
Well, we give you a free dinner, so you eat well.
Right. Better than hostel food.
We certainly hope so. And we also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's a really good perk, isn't it?
Yes, we think so. And then because of the difficulties of getting public transport, if you're working after 11 o'clock, we drive you home.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, we'd certainly be interested in inviting you for an interview, if you're still interested.
Oh, yes, certainly. Could I just also ask what qualities you're looking for?
Well, for this particular job, we want a clear voice, which you obviously do have.
Thanks.
And you must be able to think quickly, you know.
Well, I hope I...
So, when could you come in for an interview? We're actually quite quiet tonight.
Sorry, I couldn't come tonight. Or tomorrow, I'm afraid. Thursday's okay. That'd be 22nd of October.
Fine. After 5 p.m?
Yes, fine. Would 6 o'clock be okay?
Perfect. And could you bring along the names of 2 referees?
Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Good. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, by the way, who should I ask for?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. My name is Samira Manuja.
Can you spell that, please?
M-A-N-U-J-A.
Okay. I've got that. Thanks very much.
Look forward to seeing you later on, then.
Now listen again.
Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job I understand you have vacant.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to find out a few more details, if I may.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin.
Okay, Peter. Well, if you want to ask about the job, and then if we're both still interested, we could arrange for you to come for an interview.
Great, thanks. I'm afraid I missed the advert for the job, but heard about it from a friend.
That's no problem at all. What would you like to know?
Well, what sort of work is it? Washing up?
It's answering the phone.
Oh, right, fine.
And not waiting at table.
That'd be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So, 2 nights?
3, actually. So it would work out at 12 hours a week.
That'd be fine. It wouldn't interfere with my studies.
Are you at the university?
Yes. First year physics student.
Oh, right.
And because I'm not an EU national, would I need a work permit?
Yes, you would. Just get your tutor to sign it.
That wouldn't be a problem if I were to get the job. Where exactly is the restaurant?
Well, we have 2 branches. The one we're recruiting for is in Hillsdon Road.
I don't know that. How do you spell it, please?
It's HILLSDUNNE Road.
Got that. Thanks. Is it near a bus stop?
Yes. The nearest one would probably be just beside the library.
Oh, yes, I know it. That'd be fine for me. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4.45 an hour.
That's very good. My last job was £3.95 an hour.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
We feel it's pretty good, and we also offer some good fringe benefits.
Really?
Well, we give you a free dinner, so you eat well.
Right. Better than hostel food.
We certainly hope so. And we also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's a really good perk, isn't it?
Yes, we think so. And then because of the difficulties of getting public transport, if you're working after 11 o'clock, we drive you home.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, we'd certainly be interested in inviting you for an interview, if you're still interested.
Oh, yes, certainly. Could I just also ask what qualities you're looking for?
Well, for this particular job, we want a clear voice, which you obviously do have.
Thanks.
And you must be able to think quickly, you know.
Well, I hope I...
So, when could you come in for an interview? We're actually quite quiet tonight.
Sorry, I couldn't come tonight. Or tomorrow, I'm afraid. Thursday's okay. That'd be 22nd of October.
Fine. After 5 p.m?
Yes, fine. Would 6 o'clock be okay?
Perfect. And could you bring along the names of 2 referees?
Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Good. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, by the way, who should I ask for?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. My name is Samira Manuja.
Can you spell that, please?
M-A-N-U-J-A.
Okay. I've got that. Thanks very much.
Look forward to seeing you later on, then.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You are going to hear somebody giving an introductory talk about a course of lessons at a summer school. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Trinity College. It's good to see so many new faces here today, although I'm sure most of you are feeling a little lost at the moment. I'm here to give you plenty of information about the college generally and about the course, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions at the end. At this campus, we teach English, literature, history, archaeology, art history, and music. For you, the history students, most of your seminars will be held from 9 to 12:30 in rooms 201 and 95. There is always a coffee break at 10:30 for 20 minutes, though. Many of your lecturers teach here at the college all year round, although we have some very talented visiting lecturers who will just be here for the 8-week course that you are following. In the afternoons, there will be many field trips, which will include castles, museums, and stately homes. The highlight of this is always the trip to the British Museum on Saturday, the 5th of July. This museum is particularly famous for the Parthenon marbles and the Egyptian mummies, which are an important part of our course, and so must be seen. The canteen is open daily from 12 to 2:30 p.m., and again from 5 to 8 p.m., although on Fridays it closes at 7 p.m. There are also recreational facilities in the leisure centre. These are available every day and are all free with the exception of the aerobic classes. I recommend that you take advantage of the excellent sports facilities here, particularly the Olympic-sized swimming pool. If any of you have any problems with your accommodation, which I think is highly unlikely, you can find the accommodation officer in room 16 in Western House. Her name is Mrs. Grosvenor, and she will be pleased to help you. Now, if there are any questions, now's the time to ask them.
You will hear the piece again.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Trinity College. It's good to see so many new faces here today, although I'm sure most of you are feeling a little lost at the moment. I'm here to give you plenty of information about the college generally and about the course, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions at the end. At this campus, we teach English, literature, history, archaeology, art history, and music. For you, the history students, most of your seminars will be held from 9 to 12:30 in rooms 201 and 95. There is always a coffee break at 10:30 for 20 minutes, though. Many of your lecturers teach here at the college all year round, although we have some very talented visiting lecturers who will just be here for the 8-week course that you are following. In the afternoons, there will be many field trips, which will include castles, museums, and stately homes. The highlight of this is always the trip to the British Museum on Saturday, the 5th of July. This museum is particularly famous for the Parthenon marbles and the Egyptian mummies, which are an important part of our course, and so must be seen. The canteen is open daily from 12 to 2:30 p.m., and again from 5 to 8 p.m., although on Fridays it closes at 7 p.m. There are also recreational facilities in the leisure centre. These are available every day and are all free with the exception of the aerobic classes. I recommend that you take advantage of the excellent sports facilities here, particularly the Olympic-sized swimming pool. If any of you have any problems with your accommodation, which I think is highly unlikely, you can find the accommodation officer in room 16 in Western House. Her name is Mrs. Grosvenor, and she will be pleased to help you. Now, if there are any questions, now's the time to ask them.
Now look at part three. You will hear an interview in which two young entrepreneurs, Chloe Price, who sells skincare products online, and Martin Moore, who's a distributor of snack foods, are talking about their work. You now have 70 seconds to look at part three.
Today I'm talking to two people who've recently set up their own businesses, Chloe Price and Martin Moore. Chloe, you've produced a new line of skincare products that's already selling well. What's the secret of your success?
I did take a couple of business courses after college, but I don't actually have a master's degree in business administration, an MBA, and my paper qualifications generally are a bit sketchy. What's driven me to the level I'm at is learning as I go. Failure and success can both teach you something. In college, I was always planning social events, designing websites, and writing for fun. I learned to create programs, fundraise, operate on a budget, and interact with people. I think this is why I was able to sell my skincare products after only 6 months of research.
Would you say that technology has positively changed the entrepreneurial environment?
Definitely. My approach to finance would have been quite different if I'd had to set up a physical shopfront. An online store has taken less time and reduced my initial outlay. I take all my photos on my iPhone. Using social media makes it possible to engage with my customers. That's the huge advantage. When I was designing packaging, I polled friends on Facebook for their preference, plastic or glass. The technology is there to promote my business too, of course.
Martin, you've set yourself up as a distributor of snack foods. What made you choose the food industry?
Well, after 1 year in college where I majored in business administration, I decided my long-term goal would be to set up on my own. So I dropped out. College just wasn't taking me where I wanted to be. I needed to pick up some practical experience, so I ended up working for one of the major players in the food packaging industry. That's what was available at the time. I must say I had reservations about the way the work of their employees is organised, but that's where I got the background know-how to make it on my own, and it all took off from that point.
So how did you decide what you were going to distribute?
I went to the Sweets and Snacks Expo in Chicago, but first checked out the list of exhibitors on the website and researched the companies listed there. A product called Snapsticks was what ended up working best for me. And that's because they're healthy, no genetically modified ingredients, and they taste great as well. It helps that the manufacturer has a solid reputation, and of course they've been promoted by some pretty cool celebrities. The packaging's great as well.
So, do you have any advice and guidance for others who'd like to follow your example?
Most of my friends aren't interested. They're looking for a bit more security, I suppose. For people out there, time's never lost by going to the odd leadership lecture the way I did. And as Chloe said, the internet can be a mine of information, but you have to treat it carefully. But I've actually learnt most in the jobs I've done by talking to other distributors. Guys who've been in the business longer than me love to talk about their work, especially to a young one trying to follow in their footsteps. That's invaluable. I generally got a good response from the companies I emailed, but there's a limit to what reading up can teach you.
Finally, a question to both of you. Have there been any surprises along the way?
I knew I'd have to be prepared to put in the time, 18-hour days sometimes in my case. And then there are the things you wouldn't necessarily have thought to worry about. I spent an eternity deciding on the typeface for my website, but that has to be just as right in its own way as something major like a financial plan.
Getting funding was something I probably underestimated, but I took lots of good advice before deciding on who to approach, and I wouldn't have believed how much time has to be devoted to little things like copying and filing invoices correctly. Anyway, we've obviously both given it our all, but I'm sure we were both prepared to do that from the outset.
I'm with you there.
Sadly, that's all we have time for.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Today I'm talking to two people who've recently set up their own businesses, Chloe Price and Martin Moore. Chloe, you've produced a new line of skincare products that's already selling well. What's the secret of your success?
I did take a couple of business courses after college, but I don't actually have a master's degree in business administration, an MBA, and my paper qualifications generally are a bit sketchy. What's driven me to the level I'm at is learning as I go. Failure and success can both teach you something. In college, I was always planning social events, designing websites, and writing for fun. I learned to create programs, fundraise, operate on a budget, and interact with people. I think this is why I was able to sell my skincare products after only 6 months of research.
Would you say that technology has positively changed the entrepreneurial environment?
Definitely. My approach to finance would have been quite different if I'd had to set up a physical shopfront. An online store has taken less time and reduced my initial outlay. I take all my photos on my iPhone. Using social media makes it possible to engage with my customers. That's the huge advantage. When I was designing packaging, I polled friends on Facebook for their preference, plastic or glass. The technology is there to promote my business too, of course.
Martin, you've set yourself up as a distributor of snack foods. What made you choose the food industry?
Well, after 1 year in college where I majored in business administration, I decided my long-term goal would be to set up on my own. So I dropped out. College just wasn't taking me where I wanted to be. I needed to pick up some practical experience, so I ended up working for one of the major players in the food packaging industry. That's what was available at the time. I must say I had reservations about the way the work of their employees is organised, but that's where I got the background know-how to make it on my own, and it all took off from that point.
So how did you decide what you were going to distribute?
I went to the Sweets and Snacks Expo in Chicago, but first checked out the list of exhibitors on the website and researched the companies listed there. A product called Snapsticks was what ended up working best for me. And that's because they're healthy, no genetically modified ingredients, and they taste great as well. It helps that the manufacturer has a solid reputation, and of course they've been promoted by some pretty cool celebrities. The packaging's great as well.
So, do you have any advice and guidance for others who'd like to follow your example?
Most of my friends aren't interested. They're looking for a bit more security, I suppose. For people out there, time's never lost by going to the odd leadership lecture the way I did. And as Chloe said, the internet can be a mine of information, but you have to treat it carefully. But I've actually learnt most in the jobs I've done by talking to other distributors. Guys who've been in the business longer than me love to talk about their work, especially to a young one trying to follow in their footsteps. That's invaluable. I generally got a good response from the companies I emailed, but there's a limit to what reading up can teach you.
Finally, a question to both of you. Have there been any surprises along the way?
I knew I'd have to be prepared to put in the time, 18-hour days sometimes in my case. And then there are the things you wouldn't necessarily have thought to worry about. I spent an eternity deciding on the typeface for my website, but that has to be just as right in its own way as something major like a financial plan.
Getting funding was something I probably underestimated, but I took lots of good advice before deciding on who to approach, and I wouldn't have believed how much time has to be devoted to little things like copying and filing invoices correctly. Anyway, we've obviously both given it our all, but I'm sure we were both prepared to do that from the outset.
I'm with you there.
Sadly, that's all we have time for.
That's the end of part three. That's the end of the test.